I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're learning that this coming winter, there will not be a wind chill advisory. Please tell us a little bit behind the decision by the National Weather Service to not do that anymore.
Sure. So the new National Weather Service cold product suite is really here to communicate that cold is dangerous with or without wind. Wind chill will not go away. Cold is cold. And, you know, even if you're if there is not much wind out there, just walking down the street, you sort of create your own wind around. And we want to just simplify the wording so it's a little bit easier for the folks to understand that, you know, cold is dangerous with or without wind.
Now, are there still going to be wind chill warnings or watches this winter?
So the criteria in terms of when we would be issuing headlines for dangerous cold weather has not changed. Really, what's only changed is the name of the headlines themselves. So what we previously had were things like wind chill warnings and extreme cold warnings. Those will be consolidated to extreme cold warnings. A wind chill advisory, which is a little bit more common around here, will be replaced with a cold weather advisory. And on the extreme end things, the extreme cold watch and wind chill watches will be consolidated to extreme cold watches.
And with this new system that takes effect, what does this all mean, and how should the public consider all this?
Right. So as I said, the actual criteria for when these headlines would be issued has not changed. So for Western New York, we're talking about wind chills, we previously call a wind chill advisory, was negative 15 degrees Fahrenheit or lower. Now, for Jefferson and Lewis and our colder counties, east of the lakes, it's a little bit different, but for Western New York, it's minus 15 degrees Fahrenheit. And we want to stress that that has not changed. It's merely just the name of the headline. We just want folks to understand that, you know, the with or without the actual wind component playing into it as much, that this is still going to be dangerous cold weather, that folks need to take precautions against the cold, even though it may not be, you know, extremely breezy outside. That, you know, the precautions need to be taken regardless.
And I know it's a couple of months away, but what can we expect as far as temperatures during the coming winter season? Could we see an extreme cold episode?
Right. So as far as what we're looking at for the winter outlooks, and the Climate Prediction Center has yet to release their full winter outlook for the season. Now, we can see what they have for the general three-month outlook looking across the remainder of October and into November and December. Generally, we're favored towards leaning above normal on average for the next couple of months here, with above normal chances for precipitation, though their full winter outlook has yet to be released. We are heading into looks like a potential weak La Nina, which does typically favor temperatures leaning a little bit cooler for our area over here. But certainly, we, you know, not out of the question, we could be seeing some cold air outbreaks from time to time through the winter.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.